Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our coverage as we go through the now public Richard Allen prison call false confessions. These are the things that they heard in court, and no one else was allowed to hear on the outside. Probably because if everybody heard it on the outside back then, you might have had a problem. But now that you've got Richard Allen locked up, dangerous old Richard Allen, the dad with no criminal history and seemed like a very gentle CVS pharmacy tech, has a 28-year-old daughter. Good relationship. No real enemies in the community. He just went out for a nice hike one day and decided, you know what? I'm going to go kill those two teenagers right there. That seems very much in character with me. And then just goes back home like nothing happened. That's the story that he was convicted on. Why? Because they found a single bullet, they said, out at the scene. Again, and I stress this bunch because there's two thoughts on this that I have now. You had like 40-some people out there trampling around the scene, all with guns. After that, they find a stray bullet, and it must belong to Richard Allen's. So this thing sits in evidence for 5-6 years, and they have nothing to connect it to. And then they start really trying to railroad Richard Allen. I wonder if they looked up what type of guns were registered to various people in the community and found that type, and they knew that that bullet would fit that type. And somehow they landed on Richard Allen. That's how they knew they would get into that house and get that gun. And maybe take that bullet out of evidence and rack it through that gun. Put that bullet back in evidence. And then go, oh, look. Look, let's cycle one through this one, a different bullet. Oh, it's the same as the evidence bullet. Oh, you mean the one you just racked through there? Now, I'm not saying they did that. I'm just saying maybe they did that. I don't know. It's an allegation based on nothing at all other than connecting dots in certain ways. And you could connect the dots the other ways too and say that that's completely insane. I understand. But this guy's not guilty. And were they that complex in their thinking to do that? I don't know. They don't seem like the brightest bulbs. Let's keep listening.
Tony?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes, babe. Yeah, babe.
What's going on?
I just wanted to apologize to you.
What's going on, sweetheart?
I did it.
You did it.
I did it.
What?
I killed Abby. I killed Abby and Libby.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't, Darren.
Yes, I did.
Don't say
that. I don't know why.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't, Darren. You're not feeling well. There's mm-hmm. something wrong. They've messed up your meds or something there.
No, I mean, I evidently did it.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because maybe I did.
No, you didn't, Darren.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. They are screwing with you there, and I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. There's something wrong. They are messing with you. They are messing with your mind.
Did Dad tell you I called?
Yeah.
What did I say to him?
I don't know. I talked to your mom, but she called me in, and we're just worried about you because there's something's not right.
Is there a way to talk to Dad?
No, honey, I'm not with them right now. And there's something wrong. They're screwing with you there.
What did I say to Dad?
They have done something to your food or they've done something to your meds. There's something wrong. Don't you ever say you did anything, because I know you didn't.
I think I did.
No, you didn't. Why would you say that?
Because I think I did.
No, you didn't. You know you didn't.
I wish I could say I didn't. I don't know.
You don't know. See, exactly. There's something wrong. They're screwing with you. They're trying to get you to say things. They're trying to mess with your mind.
No, I deserve it, I guess.
There's something wrong. No, you don't.
I just wish they would me or let me apologize to the families at least.
Dear. Don't talk anymore. Just don't talk anymore, okay?
I'm sorry.
Don't talk anymore. I need to get a hold of somebody there.
Thank you for using GTL.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
I am.
Hi, honey.
Let's just pause for a second there and just talk about that first call. What did you guys hear? What was your take on it? Tell me in the comments. I heard a guy that is starting to break or has been already broken. Not too far gone. It's like the vase that's tipped over and it kind of shattered a little bit and now it's rolling towards the edge of the table. We're not quite off the table yet. You know, if it just keeps rolling by itself, it's going to break apart into bigger pieces. But if it reaches that edge and it falls down and crashes, you got a lot more pieces, a lot more damage. How far does Richard Allen get? I am listening to all this with you at the same time for the first time. So I'm giving you my reactions and wanting to see yours too. This, by the way, is Belle. She's our studio dog. Belle, I'm trying to come up with it. Like, I call her Baby Belle because she's only 6 months old and there's the cheese Baby Belle and Baby Belle's Bible Bonkers. If you watch Righteous Gemstones, you get that reference. like Belle the True Crime Dog? It's Baby Belle. Maybe just Baby Belle. Should we just have Baby Belle? We should get you like your own like Instagram page or something. Or we'll just put a lot more of you up on ours. It'll be the most views ever, I can guarantee, with this dog. But I thought, she's in here all the time in the studio. And usually over there and comes over here and, you know, dogs, you know, get up on your leg and start humping. No, I'm kidding. That's not part of it. No, just, you know, hey, pick me up. And I thought, why don't I just give Belle a chair? Because I enjoy hanging out with Belle, being able to pet her. And I hope you guys enjoy seeing her on camera more, because I think we're going to have you up a lot more. You good? You excited for your podcast YouTube debut? She's a great dog. All right. So, and it's also a nice little relief when this stuff gets too dark. Just look, we have a puppy on camera. Emergency relief puppy. Okay. Deep breath. Let's go into more of the calls.
How are you?
Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear your voice, baby.
Oh. You doing okay, hon?
Oh, I might be now.
Okay. Oh, I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here at a gas station to sign something, so I didn't know what that was about. But are they going to move you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm losing my mind, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. No, no, no. No. So they allowed you to call, or have you been able to and just couldn't?
Oh, great. This is the part where it gets weird.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, hon?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've lost my mind.
Oh, no, honey. We've all lost our minds at this point.
So so I can trust Brad and Andy then?
Yes, you can, sweetheart. Yes. Let's not talk about anything that we don't need to, but no, there are lawyers, honey. There are lawyers.
Well, I need to tell you something anyway.
Okay. Are you sure you want to talk to me over the phone?
I think I have to.
Okay.
Listen how mechanical he's sounding.
I need you to know that I did this.
What? No. No, you didn't, dear.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
There's no way. There's no way, dear.
Love me.
Dear, there's no way. Okay.
I hope you still love me.
I always will go love you, honey, but no, you have not done anything. And I think you are not well. So you don't need to be saying you did something you didn't do.
Well, hon, this is the first time I've been able to talk to you, and I've been trying forever.
Were you just not allowed to call me, or?
I don't know what's going on, hon.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose my mind now, though.
But don't. Don't.
There's something going on with this call.
Mm-hmm.
don't know what to say about that.
I've been asking for personal visitation, and that's not going through. And
I know.
Then it's taken me. Feels like it's taken me forever.
You have 1 minute remaining.
It's okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to be at peace with things.
Honey.
And I had a dream that I needed to let you go, and I didn't know how to let you go. And
well, then you're dreaming stuff again, okay? That's all it is. You don't be talking about anything on the phone negative like that, okay?
But I have to let you know that I did it, hon.
Dear, no, you didn't. There's no way. There's no way.
Thank you for using GTL.
Okay. First time hearing that. Maybe I'm crazy. It sounded a lot to me like a soundboard. What a soundboard essentially is a rack of buttons. I actually have one right in front of me right now. And then each button, you can just press it. And each one of those things can say anything. You can put words on there. You can put statements on there. A lot of people know what I'm talking about. But depending on if you're putting statements on there, they don't always sound necessarily in context. They sound very, you know, different tones. Unless you want to get everything very monotone. Unless you really drug somebody up and brought in a recorder. I mean, we're talking, this is 2023, so this is not a crazy prospect, or just an iPhone. Say this, repeat after me. Then you make the call to the wife. Because there wasn't a lot of interaction there. It was a lot of him just kind of monotonely speaking and her reacting. And sometimes he would just completely talk over her. But not as if trying to talk over her, just it's like a recording. I want to listen to that one a little bit more. Shall we?
Doing okay, hon?
Oh, I might be now.
Okay. Well, I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here at a gas station to sign something, so I didn't know what that was about. But are they going to move you?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think maybe I'm losing my mind, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. No. So they allowed you to call, or have you been able to and just couldn't?
Great. This is the part where it gets weird.
There was a huge pause there. No response to what she's saying. I don't know. It's that, or he's sitting there and so drugged up. And they're like, read. And they're trying to, I don't know. Or he's just that out of it too, which could completely be the answer as well. They could probably, we'll tell more by listening to more of the calls and being able to tell how this deterioration, if it continues, swings or whatever.
Yeah. I'm right here.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what's going on, hon?
I don't know. I just think maybe I've lost my mind.
Oh. No, honey. We've all lost our minds at this point.
So So I can trust Brad and Andy then?
Yes, you can, sweetheart. Yes. Let's not talk about anything that we don't need to, but... No, there are lawyers, honey. There are lawyers.
Well, I need to tell you something anyway.
Okay. Are you sure you want to talk to me over the phone?
I think I have to.
Okay.
I need you to know that I did this.
What? No. No, you didn't, dear.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
There's no way. There's no way, dear.
Love me.
Dear, there's no way. Okay.
I hope you still love me.
It's like the same.
I always love you, honey, but no. You have not done anything.
Again, it could just be...
And I think you are not well.
That he's so out of it.
So you don't need to be saying you did something you didn't do.
Well, hon, this is the first time I've been able to talk to you, and I've been trying forever.
Were you just not allowed to call me, or...?
I don't know what's going on, hon.
Okay.
I'm definitely going to lose my mind now, though.
Don't. I'm supposed to be meeting Brad here for some reason, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening.
I've been asking for personal visitation, and that's not going through. And
I know.
Then it's taken me. Feels like it's taken me forever.
You have 1 minute remaining.
It's okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to be at peace with things.
Honey.
And I had a dream that I needed to let you go, and I didn't know how to let you go, and...
Well, then you're dreaming stuff again. Okay? That's all it is. You don't be talking about anything on the phone negative like that. Okay?
But I have to let you know that I did it, hon.
Dear, no, you didn't. There's no way. There's no way. Thank you for using.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Listening to it again, I don't know that it was necessarily a soundboard or something. Again, I'm not very conspiracy theorist-like, but I think he was just that far out of it and was probably told this is what you have to talk to your wife about. I do wonder if there was someone right next to him, though, like let him speak a little bit of stuff and then talk about that. You know, I have to let you know I did it. Say that. Or he might have just been saying, because he already said earlier on that if he loses his mind, he will do whatever he needs to do to save them. There's that part of the equation too. I will say whatever I need to say to save you. sacrifice myself for you. He said he would do it. You start losing your mind. You might go down that road. I think that's probably what was happening. We got more calls to get through here. Credit to Crime Circus Cult on YouTube. They're the ones that have brought the audio of this to the world. So, yeah. What do you think? Tell us in the comments. Please press subscribe wherever you are downloading podcasts or watching us on YouTube so you don't miss any of our videos. We're going to keep it rolling. And yes, Bell, the crime dog right here, is going to, of course, stay with us for our next segment. She's going to be commenting on the psychological factors that are playing into each call in dog telepathically. Straight into your eyes. You have to just stare at her in the screen. Okay, not really, but she'll look cute and she'll be there when we need to look at something cute because this stuff gets pretty damn dark. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
Well, they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue, you pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In The News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, There are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart, or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.